Hello, explorers, and welcome to another episode of the Launching Forward podcast. I'm just so grateful to you guys. I've been looking on my stats and seeing that you guys are listening from the UK, from Asia, even from the Middle East, and also the States. I'm just absolutely just touched by it. And it really speaks volumes to me because sometimes you always wonder, like, does anyone hear me? Are you there? And it starts questioning things in your mind. But I love it. I love the feedback I've been receiving. And I've been getting this request a lot, and that is, what do I need to do with my child who has ADHD? What do we do differently, Layla? And I say, well, first of all, I'm not a doctor, but here's some routines that I highly encourage you and anyone else to do. So I'm going to share with you three lifestyle routines to help your child or yourself who has ADHD to stay focused. Let's get started. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Layla Aliyah. Let's get started. Do know this, I like to emphasize that don't let your ADHD be an excuse. Don't let it make you feel stupid, and also do not punish yourself for it. That's the worst thing you can do. So I want to share with you the three tips that are helpful lifestyle routines that actually can help anybody, not just someone who has ADHD. So here it goes. So number one, you want a place to study, a place for studying only. So one place for playing, one place for eating, one place for sleeping, and there's a place for studying and doing homework. You want to help kids develop this routine. And they say, I've been told this because we were all engineers and we were told, do not study in your room. Go and do study groups. Go and come to the lecture. Study at the library, the cafe. So this allows kids in college to really develop that habit of studying in one place and one place only, not in a place that conflicts and causes lots of distractions. Like, for example, you can't study on your bed. Majority of the time you can't. Some people do, and I'm like, I envy you, I really do, but they have that discipline. But it causes an opportunity for you to slack. And you want to be able to go on your desk, sit straight up, hands on the table, and you won't believe it. It really keeps you up. So number two, you want to have a cleaning routine. I just did an episode about the spring cleaning, and I'm really excited about it, so do listen to that. But in terms of general cleaning, you want to make your bed every day. And so these are the tips for general cleaning. Number one of the number two sub-bullet, here you go, is you want to have a clean bed every day. Make your bed. Add some natural non-toxic deodorizer to it. Let it air out. And pick up after yourself. Have the kids pick up their toys from their bedroom every day. And it is a great way to establish this habit of cleaning your room. That's a fantastic daily routine once you implement it. And if you haven't and you want to, just take a step by step. Implement one thing. Let them feel good about where they're at. And by having an effective cleaning routine, not only are you going to be able to be productive, you're able to focus better. That's the goal. All right, explorers, especially my fellow ADD and ADHD friends, I have something really exciting to share with you, and I dare you to give it a try. I know we easily get sidetracked, distracted, and have a hard time focusing on the right things we need to put our energy in, but maybe we're just dealing with decision fatigue. We don't know how to study from home, and we have so much clutter around us, both physically and digitally and mentally. Well, I have a solution to this. I call it my OMG for ADD, an organization and math guide for students and parents with ADHD or ADD. It's a free guide for you to use to help you with your math studies, physical clutter, and digital clutter. I developed this guide from my life experiences as I was going through engineering school, working for NASA, corporate America, and traveling all over the world. I've also tried this technique multiple times with my clients and has been proven to be successful over and over again. Their grades go up, productivity increases, and the best part is my clients know where their things are. They're not overwhelmed. They're able to think clearly, and they're able to successfully study math from home and are feeling good about themselves, both physically, mentally, and intellectually. So give this guide a try. I'm curious to know what you think. It's on my website at leilaaliyeh.com. That's LAILAALIEH. All right, let's get back to the show. And last but not least, number three, you want to eat together. You want to eat together as a family. That way you don't feel disconnected and overwhelmed. And it's just a great way to check in. And if you can't do it every day, try once a week. The benefits of eating together is that it creates a sense of calmness and intimate space for your family. And also just feeling connected. People who have ADHD, I've noticed, is that having this family time is very effective and so good for their health mentally. And it gives them a chance to feel grounded with food and family. So back to the beginning, the three tips are is one, find a place for studying only. Number two is develop a cleaning routine. And number three, eat together. And these will help so much with mitigating and taking control of your ADHD and not let it take over your life. Because you got this. And I have a lot of things to say about people who have ADHD, and that is we know how to handle failure. We know how to endure these challenges, and we support each other along the way. So I hope this was helpful, guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really am trying to keep them under 15 minutes, and man, was this really short. But do check out my guide on the four tips to study math from home successfully. Also, check out my math and organization guide for kids with ADHD, and this will give you guys a good opportunity to be able to implement these steps one step at a time without the overwhelm. All right. Let me know if you have any questions. Go check out my website at leilaaliyeh.com, and I'll catch you guys later. Take care. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at leila@leilaaliyeh.com. That's leila@leilaaliyeh.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at leilaaliyeh.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day, and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.